The situation on the Korean Peninsula seems more uncertain today as North Korea confirmed it is ripping up the 60-year-old armistice with South Korea. The move came apparently in response to new sanctions approved yesterday by the United Nations Security Council. As Alistair Wanklin reports, it's difficult to separate intent from the bluster.
North Korea's state news agency said Pyongyang would, on Monday, tear up all agreements on non-aggression, including the armistice that suspended the Korean War. That would, in theory, return the two Koreas to a state of war, with or without conflict, although the armistice is widely considered to have been breached anyway many times over the years. North Korea said it would also close a communications link at the Panmunjom border crossing. The declaration came hours after the UN Security Council levied new sanctions to punish North Korea for a nuclear test and to disrupt its progress in building nuclear missiles. The new blockade will require nations worldwide to search cargo more thoroughly and prevent the movement of cash linked to the weapons program. North Korea's ally, China, said the sanctions were necessary and moderate. Many analysts take North Korea's posturing to be bluster. But military exercises are taking place right now on both sides of the border, and some observers warn North Korea may launch some kind of limited offensive, in part to test the resolve of South Korea's new president. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.